Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In this episode, we will talk about Maria Primachenko, the Ukrainian artist that made Picasso bow down. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you 7 curious facts that you didn't know about the unique art of Maria Primachenko, a peasant woman from the Kievan village of Bolotne that showed a successful blend of natural talent, an overwhelming desire to create beauty, and a sensitive perception of reality. The complex world of her images springs both from her own imagination and from the entire system and content of Ukrainian folk poetry. Curious fact number one. In her childhood, Maria was taken ill with polio, and this painful disease influenced the girl's life. She grew a thoughtful and considerate person, having compassion for nature and every living thing. Curious fact number two. Images often had appeared to the artist in dreams and later materialized in her compositions. Maria Primachenko's artworks depict fabulous mythological beasts and take their roots in folk legends and fairy tales, nourished by real life and culture of the Ukrainian people. Curious fact number three. There are no professional secrets in Maria's arsenal. She paints on Whatman paper with factory manufactured brushes and uses gouache and watercolors. She prefers gouache, which gives a bright and thick decorative base with graphic contours. Apart from searches and color scheme, the artists strive to achieve expressive outlines and an effective rhythmical arrangement. Curious fact number four. Picasso once said after visiting a Primachenko exhibition in Paris, "I bow down before the artistic miracle of this brilliant Ukrainian." Maria Primachenko is an honored artist of Ukraine and a Taras Shevchenko Prize winner. Curious fact number five. Though Maria Primachenko has never studied art, her pictorial flair to bringing to life ideas, feelings, and impressions gradually ripened into true mastery. Exhibitions of her works have proved tremendously popular in Moscow, Poland, Bulgaria, France, and Canada. Curious fact number six. The world of Maria Primachenko is primarily mythological and zoological. However, what kind of mythology are we talking about? It is unlikely to find matches of the beast in embroidery weaving, decorative painting interiors of buildings in the region of Kiev Polesia. Curious fact number seven. Since the 1960s, when interest in her painting in artistic circles in Kiev not only returned, but turned into a constant support and communication material, she found the strength not only to create large format and an intensive color background. The widow who survived the Soviet occupation, the shooting of her brother, a lonely upbringing of a son, 20 years of artistic silence, devotes herself to drawing as a possibility and is squeezed from decorative, something subjective. In national flower symbolism is not just a decoration. Primachenko knows it because during her life, she wore embroidered shirt not for the show, but for every single day. Thank you so much for listening to the 4th episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in next month when I'm going to tell you about Georgia O'Keeffe, one of the best painters, period. See you later. We'll be right back.